Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Sexy Signs of Surrender. You're probably quite familiar with hypnosis, aren't you? You're right here listening and paying attention to something which is undoubtedly erotic in nature. You might even know all those little signs that your body shows when you drift into trance. Maybe they happen consciously. Perhaps it just happens. I wonder which of the common signals your body gives off first. When trance is about to happen, is there a rise in your heartbeat as excitement flourishes? Or is there a preparation for the wonderful relaxation that will follow? Is there a blush in your face, knowing that hypnosis is particularly interesting to you, isn't it? Or does that waxen look of blankness spread before you even know it? It's really interesting to pay attention to every single one of those little effects and how they affect you. For someone who is into erotic hypnosis, they are signs, reasons to feel more aroused. When the inevitable slide into that wonderful depth occurs, are you there for the ride? Do you follow each and every step as it happens? Or do you prefer to be surprised? Maybe you know that feeling of that tingling sensation that spreads from somewhere in your body, fingertips, legs, back. Can happen anywhere really, and once one of those tingling sensations begins, there's no real stopping it. And as soon as you notice one of them, it also means that you are being influenced by hypnosis. When you feel a part of your body beginning to relax, that heaviness slowly settling upon you. When you notice your heartbeat is slowing down, or your breathing relaxing even more. Your eyes barely aware of where they're looking. There's so many of these little signs. And the more you notice them, the more you can feel affected by them. Because hypnosis is happening, so many sexy signs of surrender spreading through your body, each one triggering another and another. And at some point there will be this silent battle between the calling of the deep trance and the wonderful craving of the heat that it brings. And yet, it all happens so smoothly, so sensually, like a gentle caress of relaxation, a slow shiver down your spine, a gentle pull all the way down, and the more you become aware of the depth of the trance, the more the accompaniment of arousal occurs. Erotic hypnosis is so sexy, isn't it? That feeling of your mind and body influenced. Fantasies fluttering through your thoughts. Dreams drifting deep inside. And all the more you become aware of all the sexy signs of surrender. How easy it is to close your eyes, and how difficult it can feel to open. How your body can feel so heavy and relaxed that lifting a single finger is almost too much. How the awareness of this vulnerability becomes an effect itself. Your body and mind so open, becoming willing to the warmth, the building desire. Those slow moving waves as the trance settles inside and the many sexy signs of surrender spread throughout your body. Slow feeling of losing control, aware of your own unawareness as the world fades away, and my words stream directly into your unconscious. That feeling of wonder, exploring the impossible, perfect imperfections of each single one of your reactions, with your awareness wavering as it's both blinded, distracted, and comforted by the resulting arousal. Being hypnotized can feel so nice, doesn't it? So let's do it again. Wake. And notice that while your body is still showing some of the signs, you're also more alert again, eager to go back and explore more of the sexy signs of surrender. Going in and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. So breathe in all that arousal, and breathe out the last of your thoughts. And any thought remaining can just drift away on the next breath, or the next, or the next. I'm sure that you know those signs so very well by now. Maybe you're consciously aware of them. Maybe it's purely an unconscious following of the feelings. Going with the flow as the growing of the knowing slows down. Waves in a river of arousal that spreads with all the sexy signs of surrender sinking deep. One wonders if hypnosis is ever truly innocent anymore. Then again, that innocence can make those sexy signs all the more fun. With a surprising sharp drop, creating a wave, as you become aware of the signs in your body, the reactions of yourself, how easy it is to notice them once you let go of everything else and you drop. Enjoy the drop even more. Would you also enjoy the wake as you become aware of how the trance has influenced you and has left an echo of those feelings imprinted deep inside. Parts of your skin more sensitive than others. Maybe by now you're keenly aware of the little drops that occur as you drift into trance. And the flush, the blush, the lush feelings of your desire express themselves beautifully, both hidden and visible, noticed by your conscious and unconscious. Each drop, another wonderful feeling, another wave of heat and desire, another step in the sexy signs of surrender. Drop. And in a moment, this file will end. If my voice follows, you'll remain so nice and deep, unaware of your awareness of the feelings, wonderfully wondering about all the sexy signs of your surrender. Or if my voice doesn't follow, you'll easily rise from the slumber, aware of how it has affected you so far. Hypnosis can feel so nice, doesn't it? And when you're pulled up to awake, it's so much nicer to be dropped back. A little shiver down your spine to remind yourself of the sexy signs, and a drop that forms down below. As you can just another deep breath in, filling with arousal, and letting out your thoughts completely. Enjoy noticing the sexy signs of surrender, the wonderful impact of trance, and the effect hypnosis has on your mind and body. Enjoy that slow, sweet feeling of losing control, perhaps unaware by the time you were there down below. Enjoy the drop and have fun.